VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A small group of Central American migrants marched peacefully to a border crossing in Tijuana, Mexico, Thursday to demand better conditions and push to enter the United States. Mexican police watched closely as officials from the National Human Rights Commission and a migrant support agency told the migrants their needs would be addressed. They urged them to apply for humanitarian visas in Mexico and seek work in Tijuana, where they said thousands of jobs are available. President Trump is threatening to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border, disrupting a $1.68 billion a day trading relationship. He told reporters on Thursday that closing the border could be what it takes to control the flow of refugees looking for asylum. About 6,000 active duty troops are deployed to the border with no word on how long they'll be there. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Migrants are camping out in Tijuana, Mexico at the border. They have traveled there from Central America.
They have records. They have some very substantial criminal records, some very bad criminal records.
The president says it's a really bad situation there.
They have fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said, these are not like normal, innocent people.
And if it's determined Mexico can't control it, the president says the U.S. will shut down the border.
The whole border. I mean, the whole border.
And how far will the military go?
If they have to, they're going to use lethal force. I've given the okay. Yeah, if they have to, I hope they don't have to.
The president says he has no choice because you are dealing with rough people.
The U.S. ambassador to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said Thursday that Iran has not declared all of its chemical weapons capabilities to the organization. He said it is in breach of international agreements. This is VOA News. Britain says it has reached an agreement.